Welcome back, everybody, to the Business of Money podcast. I am your host, Nia. And here at Women's Wealth Institute, which is the parent of the Business of Money podcast, I teach financial intelligence to solopreneurs, where when your business is your money, when your business is your paycheck, you can't afford to guess. Today's episode is about the economics of a one-person business. There is a quiet truth about running a one-person business that most people never say out loud. You are not just the owner, you are the entire economy. Every dollar earned, every dollar spent, every decision made, it all flows through one person. There is no separation, no departments, and no buffer, just you. And that changes everything. You are the revenue engine. In a traditional company, revenue is generated across teams, marketing, sales, operations. In a one-person business, revenue is directly tied to your capacity, your time, your energy, your ability to show up consistently. If you don't work, the business doesn't produce. And that's not a flaw, it's just a structure. But it means your business is not just about making money. It is managing the conditions that allow you to make money. This means time is your primary currency. In large businesses, money buys time. In a one-person business, time is money. Every task carries an economic weight. A client call, a social media post, an admin task, even a day off. Each one produces, supports, or delays revenue. This is where many solopreneurs get stuck, treating all tasks equally when they are not. Financial intelligence in a one-person business means understanding the difference between revenue-generating work, revenue-supporting work, and revenue delaying work, and making decisions accordingly. Cash flow is personal. In a one-person business, cash flow isn't just a business metric. It's personal stability. You don't just look at what's flowing in and out your business. You're looking at what's flowing in and out your business and your personal business. So your business doesn't have cash flow problems. You experience them. Late payments feel like pressure. Irregular income feels like uncertainty. Inconsistent revenue affects how you think, decide, and show up. This is why structure matters more than hustle, because consistency in cash flow creates consistency in decision making. Profit is not optional. In larger businesses, profit can be delayed. In a one-person business, profit is survival. Without profit, there is no investment, no cushion, no growth, and more importantly, no stability. A one-person business that generates revenue without profit is not a business. It's a job with expenses. You set the economic model. Here's the part most people miss. You are not just participating in your business. You're designing its economy. You decide how the money comes in, how often it comes in, how predictable it is, and how much you keep. Whether you realize it or not, you are choosing a model every single day. Whether it's reactive or structured, inconsistent or predictable, exhausting or sustainable. So here's the shift. A one-person business becomes much more powerful the moment you stop asking, how do I make more money? And start asking, how does my business actually work? Because when you understand the economics, you stop guessing. And when you stop guessing, you start building something that actually supports you. Because, as I said before, when your business is your paycheck, you can't afford to guess. That's it for this episode. Hopefully that resonated with you. If you need help in trying to decide how does your business actually work, book a session with me. You can also find resources in the blog post, as well as here on the podcast, and as well as attending any type of complimentary event that I may have, such as Cocktails and Conversations, which happens every Monday from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. to allow my West Coast guests to participate. I have a Facebook group called Women's Wealth Network. That's a free group. And then if you enjoy the free group, you might possibly get an invitation to the Women's Wealth Council. That's my private Facebook group where we go deeper into these types of topics. Till then, I'm your host, Nia. This is the Business of Money podcast, and I'll catch you on the next one.